I'll tell you a little story before I start to sing. It's one of my favorite songs. When I was about 18 years of age, I was working in a flour mill, and one night, while I was greasing the machinery, I fell. I caught my hand in a belt and I broke my hand. They took me to the hospital. It was a Galt hospital in Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada. It was a beautiful building. And I was in there for 2 or 3 days when a man and lady came in. They'd been in a car accident. The man was in the bed right the side of me. And they'd been there 2 or 3 days when his wife died. After she died, he asked the nurse for a pencil and paper. He'd been writing for a day or two, and I asked him what he was doing, and he said he was composing a song. And after he got through, we said he'd finished. So this is the song that he sang to me, and I thought it was such a beautiful thing, I got him to write it down for me. And this is something the way it goes. I lay in a beautiful mansion, surrounded by riches untold, and I gazed at a beautiful picture that hung in the frame of gold. The picture was that of a lady, beautiful, young, and fair. As I gazed at those lifelike features, I murmured in sad despair. Those lips could only speak, those eyes could only see, those beautiful golden tresses were there in reality. Could I but take your hand, as I did when I took your name? But she's only a beautiful picture in a beautiful golden frame. I lay there and gazed at that painting, then I slumbered, forgetting all pain. For there in my dreams I could fancy she sat by my side again. My lips, they softly murmured the name of my own sweet bride. As I lie there sleeping, I awoke from the dreams and cried. Those lips could only speak, those eyes could only see, those beautiful golden tresses were there in reality. Could I but take your hand, as I did when I took your name? But she's only a beautiful picture in a beautiful golden frame.